In New York City today, dozens of domestic workers stood on the steps of City Hall behind State Assembly member Keith Wright from Harlem in support of the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights he recently introduced.
I have introduced a bill in the New York State Assembly. The Domestic Workers Bill of Rights would put forth paid holidays, paid sick days for those persons that work as domestic workers, and would also raise the minimum income to $14 an hour. Domestic workers do the work that no one else either can do or wants to do. Domestic workers take care of the city's children, take care of the city's families, do the cooking and do the cleaning. They are the backbone upon which this city runs. They just do everything. And you rarely hear anything from domestic workers. Domestic workers come from far and wide, from many lands. They are here legally, and they come here in order to make a better life for their families, themselves, and for their families back home also. Domestic workers are working virtually as indentured servants in many respects. So this bill is about justice, fairness, equity, parity. This bill is about creating a Domestic Workers Bill of Rights. This city would shut down. This city would come to a standstill if their domestic workers were to go on strike. You know, there's really no real union. Domestic workers are just starting to get organized now. The AFL-CIO has endorsed my bill, and we are just starting to see a groundswell, a grassroots movement. Domestic workers make this city go, and it is time for justice to play out and for domestic workers to become a real thriving part of this city.
Domestic Workers United is a coalition of organizations, including the Workplace Project, the United Cooperative of House Cleaners from Long Island, and the Mayan Migrant Workers Association, which covers New Jersey and New York City. Three women speaking Portuguese, French, and Spanish testified about their poor working conditions, such as denied medical care and 18-hour workdays. Some also spoke of being cheated of their wages and blackmailed or even physically abused. Linda Abad from the Mayan demands no less than equal protection under the law.
In the city alone, according to DWU estimate, there are approximately 200,000 domestic workers working for the super rich, the regular rich, and the middle class families. So if we domestic workers are a crucial part of the New York State's economy, why are we not protected by current state labor laws the way they protect other workers? To answer this, we need to ask, who benefits from our exploitation? Where do the dollars go when we are not allowed health care under Medicaid? Who saves the dollars when the federal government, the state, and the employers do not give us unemployment benefits? For 116 years now, workers in the U.S. have won the right to work for 8 hours a day, except for us domestic workers and farm workers. The proposed Domestic Workers Bill of Rights addresses this injustice, exploitation, and exclusions of domestic workers from labor protections. As New York workers and as taxpayers, we demand equal protection under the law.
Around the nation, immigrant domestic workers are organizing politically and are now getting support because they are speaking out. This is Fred Nguyen from WBAI Sunday News, reporting from New York City.